Dr. Gordon today. To my right is the Alderman Mike Johnson. To his right is the Alderman Dr. Shuten Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Alderman Lee Thomas. And to his right, or his right, is the Alderman Dale Rittenhouse. My name is David Gale, be your panel chair today. Also, we have Mr. Westby, the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the board. Okay, part of this hearing, you see the notification for the advisory meeting, the board hearing, and it's taken, do you remember that?
Correct, yes.
Okay, on the floor, you were notified of your right to appeal, speak on your own behalf, or pay a license attorney at your own expense. I don't see an attorney here in our gallery, I'm not, if you hire an attorney, you're going to be subject.
I represent myself.
This time, I'm supposed to be with Mr. Westby again. So, do you sound as sort of telling truth, about truth, and nothing but the truth, or what you got, maybe for a firm?
I do.
Okay, so you're here with me, two phases today, phase one, the meeting, to determine whether seeking division have been violated, and in phase two, we will determine whether the committee's division should be revoked, or will it stay in the meeting. So, to start phase one, I'm asking if it's true or false, and if it's false, we'll get some information from Mr. Westby, and then discuss it.
Okay?
Demonstrated by your act and chair on your person, whether news and authority, or authority, I've been running over December 30th, 2017, without prior approval of your assigned for that. That's true or false, sir?
Yes, true.
Could you hold the phone down and get forward for the chair?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you just take it, put it in the remote, or turn the chair off, I'd have to come and breathe it. That phone is very sensitive, and
promote trespass 30 degrees, Arizona, this made a convention, probation, 2000, assistant public officer, Arizona, suspended conviction, probation. 2000, DUI with minor present, Arizona, suspended conviction, probation. 2001, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2002, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2004, criminal damage, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2005, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2008, unlawful use of transportation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community score is a G4B5.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to go over a summary of your release.
officer, and I got the link to him, went to see him. I met with the other officer.
Okay. So the children, they were sent to the CHDC people, and the government, how would you thinking, Catholic? We required to return Catholic boys weekly and have on January 4th, you were discharged from CHDC for a new repeated unscrewed half.
Well, you had missed it too. Sorry.
So, why were you missing all the classes?
The time that I did this was because I didn't have a ride and I got the lead.
Okay. All right, we're assuming that you went to the city, we were assigned to task lines, and we announced testing and placed on COVID protocols. We assigned to plum, and while we were assigned to plum, we were responsible for two delays. November 30th, 2017, you failed to submit an example, and on December 15th, 2017, you provided a new example, and I came back out of the research and studies, and the last over the week. And on December 18th, 2017, the colors changed to turquoise. And while on that one, you were responsible for three urine samples on December 18th. And January 5th, 2018, and December 18th, 2017, and for February, you failed to submit a urine sample. And on January 8th, 2018, you provided a urine sample that came back out of this for a second. So, you were correct in what you said about being back on drugs, so that's one of the missing delays, is two things that we brought during.
Correct, yeah. When I started reading the halfway house, it was just all bad.
Okay, I'm going to see if any of my fellow board members have any questions at this time. That's all we're in. We have a very need of your hearing. Would I give you an opportunity to make a final statement to us? We ask that you don't repeat yourself. But you did say any information this time that you think is pertinent, and it's your time to just kind of sum up what you're looking for, okay?
Okay. I'd like to say that I'm going to take this opportunity for a small. It all started when I hit the halfway house. My parents were recently now. Now I have two family support. My girlfriend, Heidi, she's, you know, she's been here for a lot of time and giving me a lot of family support. I'm tired of this, you know. It's a cycle that doesn't stop me. It keeps on doing what I'm doing. I'm really tired of drugs. You know, when I got to the halfway house, my parents were recently, but my roommate slept, and it was just, well, it's magic, you know, it was magic, really. So I did it, and from there, it kept on going, but now, I can go right back to her house if possible, you know, if that was an option. And I have a job, she talked to my job, to the Austin Electric. I still have a job. They're waiting for me. Just want to say, give an opportunity. I'll rush out. I'll do what I have to do. Drop you things and everything.
Okay. And thank you for that statement. We're going to do a little discussion now and get some information about your community supervision. We'll be right over to ourselves, so we ask that you remain silent, stay on the phone. I mean, we're all in the proceedings. We don't discuss these cases before we come into the boardroom. So hang on, we'll get back to you in just a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving down discussion. This is, it's an unfortunate situation, based on by this group and many of now, and the violations, I'm not trying to say that. It was maybe some reason this time, in the hope that he would try and get some AA and EA stuff programming
public. Based on our investigation and taking work number 201W0099, Mr. Willis's statements and information from DOC, I'm going to revoke the community supervision Mr. Willis has in the criminal file in terms of condition of supervision that has lacked or not allowed in criminal ways or company, particularly the drug use.
Second.
Agreed.
All right, Mr. Willis, the board has noticed in what your community supervision is by. Do you understand that you're showing about a halfway house and it was powered? But if you use the remaining time we have between now and July 9th, 2018, to hopefully get Narcotics Anonymous, and maybe even Narcotics Anonymous, including creating that substance abuse. So you can put on that program, if you play yourself a plan, because the line we have, you're not going to have a board officer. You're going to have your family, and if they truly want to help you, they won't be able to do anything for you unless you want to be helped. So it's going to be totally up to you at that point in time. Okay? You understand?
And
I don't do this with the best of luck, Will, we're going to have to see you in here, Jim. So this is what you're hearing. Would you put those CO2 back on, please?
Sure.
Absolutely. Might not be up.